Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. I'm still broadcasting live from Texas. I'm deep in the heart of Texas, north of Houston. And tomorrow I'll be broadcasting from New York City. So I tell you that to say that I'm on the road and to say that if it sounds different, it's because it is different. Because that's what happens when you're on the road. Things do sound a little bit different. But we continue to march. We love doing this show. I certainly do. And all the people around me, they can't get enough of it, especially our good friends and our brain trust, like our good friend Paula Lovell, the president of Lovell and Associates, and the author of a book to be named later, but I know there's a great book in her coming out one of these days. Paula, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here. When is that new book coming out, Paula?
I don't know what book you're talking about.
The one you're going to write, Paula.
I've decided what it is since I made national news taking 2 weeks vacation and being a small business owner. I think it should be, you know, how to get positioned for a 2 week vacation.
Well, you know, that is an important topic. I know that you just got back from the beautiful Scotland, which is a magnificent place to go, and you just spent 2 weeks over there. I would like to know. I think my audience would like to know, how did you manage that?
You know, it's really fascinating. I say that because I accidentally took 2 weeks vacation about 6 months ago. When I went for a week vacation, something happened. I had to extend it another week because the first week I ended up working.
Right.
And I got back, and guess what? Everything was still functioning.
You mean your business didn't fall apart because you weren't there?
My business didn't fall apart. You know, nobody thinks out.
Did it hurt your feelings a little bit, Paula?
I think it did. You know, we have terribly big egos as small business owners. I think that, in fact, that might be one of the prerequisites for being a small business owner.
Is it kind of like when mom comes home after being gone, and if the house is in perfect shape, it hurts her feelings a little bit?
Yeah, you know, you got to have a big ego to run a small business, and I think we do. But anyway, so I have a great staff, and I think that's just so imperative when you run a small business. You have to be able to rejuvenate. And you can step aside and take this time off, and you think about things you haven't been able to drill down deep enough into while you're running the day-to-day affairs of the business.
Did you learn some things about yourself and about business while you were doing some R&R in the British Isles? I know that you got away and you enjoyed being there and you did some exciting things, but did you come back with some new perspectives?
I came back with some new strategies. I came back with some different ways to balance my client load because, you know, like a small business, and this is my beef of today, so I feel so connected to small business owners right now. You know, big clients will try to take your best people from you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're small, you know, it seems like I fight that off all the time because I train good people. They become better than the people who our clients are. You know, they become so good at their business, they want to hire them. Even though it's in the contract, they can't. And so, you know, I constantly have to think of ways to reward my, because, we're, you know, a small business, you can't pay them a fortune. You can't
That's
give
right.
them any stock. Some people think you can reward people with stock. But you know what? I've always felt that this phantom stock and this giving people a small bit of the business but not a vote in this will backfire because they're never going to have control. And to me, it's
mm-hmm.
not even fair.
Right.
So what they have is a piece of paper, and if you're giving them that instead of salary and wages, then I just don't think that
it's hard for small business owners to do that. That's for sure.
It is.
Yeah.
So I came back with my, you know, fine-tuning my exit strategy. You know, I'm not getting any younger, Jim. And you got to have.
Can't tell by looking at you, though.
That's the beauty of radio.
That's right. yeah, I've been getting away with that for a long time.
Exactly. So I did come back with new strategies and especially came back with renewed energy and reminded myself how much I love my work.
You know, that's important, isn't it? Because after a while, after you've been in the business for several years, you do question yourself sometimes. You know, am I enjoying this? Am I still enjoying this? And so sometimes absence does make the heart grow fonder, doesn't it?
I remember after about 10 years, I thought, well, I'm supposed to be getting burnout.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I should. I'm not getting burnout, and so I think almost by hearing about it and seeing people get burnout and leave their businesses, I started questioning myself.
Right.
But, you know, I've been doing it 18 years, and I still love it every morning.
Well, you know, I do the same thing. I look around, and I say, you know, am I not supposed to be getting burned out by now?
Right, exactly.
It's just not happening. What's wrong with me, right?
Exactly. Well, you know, you love the job you do, and you never work a day.
Absolutely. No, that's the truth. Now, one of the things that we're going to talk about, we're going to take a quick break in a few seconds. When we come back, you actually would like to talk about, you mentioned big companies a minute ago.
Right.
I think you'd like to talk about how to deal with some of these large companies to make sure that you're successful with them without getting eaten alive, right?
Isn't
that
exactly.
That's something that's on your mind. We're going to do that right after these messages. This is a big topic, folks. This is a very important topic because, as you know, more and more of you are going to be partners and serving large customers more than ever before. 22. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tell me the truth if you have to. Say what you see fit. I can feel a new expression on my face.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get a chance. And don't forget to check out my new blog, which is, maybe it's not new. It's been up a couple of weeks now, but it's still kind of new. Jim's blog on the website or at jimsblog.biz. Paula Lovell is our guest. Paula, we need your website too, please.
Lovell@Lovell.com. That's L-O-V-E-L.
That's the email, Lovell at Lovell. The website is Lovell with two L's, right?
That's right.
Actually, three L's, one at the beginning and two on the end there.
That's right. That's my email, and just Lovell.com is the website.
Yeah, and so that's where you can go to find out more about some of the things that Paula does and how she helps small business owners with their marketing. Paula, one of the things that I've been talking to my audience about for a long time now is how the small business how small businesses have changed in the 21st century, how they need to change from being backwater mom and pops to being integrated partners with larger companies.
Right.
And so we got people out there who believe me, they've been doing what I've said, they've been, you know, good soldiers, and they've gone out and they've gotten these big customers, and they've developed this relationship, they've become indispensable to this company, and you think that there's still some things we need to be careful about, right?
Oh, I absolutely do. You know, it's a delicate dance with big business. And what tends to happen is you become such a great partner, and they do become so reliant upon you that's good on the one side. On the other side, you wake up one morning and they're trying to hire your people from you because they've done some sort of, or maybe they're publicly traded and they feel like their board is going to say, why are you spending so much money with one vendor, just buy that vendor. And, you know,
so you wind up being eaten, either in pieces or all at once.
Exactly. And, you know, I guess for some businesses, it's okay to be eaten. If you're ready to get out, that's a great opportunity.
I know plenty of people who that scenario fits perfectly, and they're just happy little clams.
Right. But if you've got a business where you've got some people on, you know, my business is almost, I mean, it's not a family business, but I've got 10 people who work with me. They are reliant on me for, their families are reliant on me.
Right.
Payroll's important.
That's
part of the mission.
That's right.
And they, you know, don't want to be eaten by a big company that leaves them insecure about whether they've got a job and the right kind of benefits. And
that's one of the biggest things that I hear. When I hear small business owners talk about being acquired, when I hear them, I don't know how many times, Paula, and it makes me so proud of them, and this is so classic small business, Paula, is when they talk to me over the years about this company is, you know, they're in talks with this company about being acquired and all that. And one of the very first things that always comes up is, what about my employees? Are you going to keep my employees?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know what? Why wouldn't they? On the one hand, if they want to buy you, it's the people who make business run.
That's right.
You know, it doesn't run by itself.
But once you get blended into that larger organization, mm-hmm. all bets are off.
Well, and the culture changes so much.
Yeah, the employees may not want to be there.
People who work in small business love small business. You know, I always say, and in fact, it's a joke around my place, we don't have major staff meetings. We just have what I call hall meetings. I say hall meeting, and I'll go in and say, hey, we got a new client. Well, you know, it takes 30 seconds. And they will, they love small business. And I might give them a half a day off on a Friday in the summer when just, you know, things are under control, our clients are gone. We find, you know, and I've got, and I'll give them my cell phone, and I'll take the calls for them that last half of the day. That just doesn't happen in big business where all of a sudden the CEO says, let's everybody take the afternoon off. I say, oh, the joys of working for a small business.
So what are the challenges, though? Have you seen some of the negatives?
Yeah, you know, I had a recent thing that really sort of is really stuck in my craw. We negotiated a big contract with a big business, and we got the contract just ready to sign, and we went up against seven different agencies, and we got the and first of all, we worked our fannies off, spent a lot of money on presentation. Well, we get ready to sign, and all of a sudden, they start renegotiating the prices. And we
they gave you specifications. You bid on the work. You got the bid,
right?
And now they want to change the specs.
Right. Now they want to change.
Well,
no,
that's unprofessional, if not unethical.
Well, I know, and you know, they knew our prices. They said you came in right in the middle. I said, good. That's what I try to do. I came in right in the middle. I'm not the high bidder. I'm not the low bidder.
Right.
We go through all the scenario you go through in getting the contract ready to sign. It's laying there, and they say, well, now we want a discount.
Hmm.
And you got the
feeling that they knew they were going to do this all along, did you?
Oh, I think so. And so, you know, I just wonder if people, you know, I gave you my email earlier, lovell@lovell.com, if somebody out there in small business is listening and has any kind of tips about how on the front end you don't offend somebody by saying, hey, we're negotiating this now and I'm not going to do it again, you know, before we start the work. I mean, how
right.
do you do it without, you want the business and you don't want to offend somebody, but you want to be strong in
well,
your...
Well, let me ask you a question. What did you do?
Well, they asked for a huge discount. It took 3 weeks to negotiate it. They asked for ridiculous discounts, and I finally wrote a letter saying, look, you would be a feather in our cap to have your piece of business. However, I have to make a smart business decision, and I will give you, and I gave them a 5% discount.
Yeah, what they did. Which
they said, well, they took it. They took it.
Yeah. They just wanted to see what you would do, and this is called, I call this bullying. And
bullying.
I will tell you, Paula, I want to make sure we get this out on the table, folks. I do a lot of businesses with a lot of large businesses, and all big businesses don't do that.
Right.
Only a few. And I actually think it may be more likely to be a medium-sized business rather than the huge ones. The huge ones typically aren't like that.
Well, you know, you may be right.
But anyway, it's called bullying, and I've seen some of this in contracts, Paula. I've actually talked about that this week.
Really?
And last week a little bit, with some of the contracts that have bullying language.
Oh, there's lots of bullying language.
And I think that's something that we all need to deal with. We're going to talk about this some more with our good friend Paula Lovell right after these messages. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us.
Good night. Now it's time.
Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Paula Lovell, and her website is lovell.com. That's L-O-V-E-L-L, and I encourage you to check it out and see the things that Paula makes available there to you. Paula, I know you've got some good stuff there that small business owners can learn from a marketing standpoint, and we appreciate that.
And some new, we got some new articles on there, new tips, free tips, those kinds
good. I appreciate that. Paula, we're talking about your experience with this larger company that was kind of bullying you. What did you take away from all that? And what's your advice to other small business owners about something like that?
Wait, the oddest feeling happened to me. I really felt sad. It's the first time I felt sad about a business transaction.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was because we had worked so hard to get it. It's a big piece of business for us. But I fear that I might be going through this on a monthly basis. And I tell you, if I do go through this on a monthly basis, it will happen 1 month. And then I've already made the emotional decision to give up the income and walk away from it if they're going to bully us.
Life's too short, isn't it?
Oh, it is too short.
And I want to get something out on the table. And I may have said this earlier, but I want to say it again, Paula. Most companies aren't like that. I mean, I've been around a long time. I didn't inherit any of my gray hair, Paula. I earned all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And most companies are not like that.
Well, I know
but
you
there
think
are,
a lot of...
but there are some that are, and you just have to be. You just have to keep your eyes and your ears open. And if you start getting bullying inclinations from these folks, make sure your antenna starts picking up on it, and maybe you want to disengage before you get too much invested.
Well, that's true. And if this hadn't happened on the 10th, you know, the 11th hour, we would have disengaged.
Well, see, that tells me that they were setting you up.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's just their modus operandi.
Right. There was no indication, there was nothing before this that gave you any indication they might do that?
It was a big congratulations, you were the best, or you guys blew us away, this is fantastic.
What they were basically saying was, we want your expertise, but we want it at the low bids price.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know what, they really just said that point blank. In fact, this is a quote from the guy. You ready? Paula, we want you to make a profit. We understand that. We just don't want you to make any profit on us.
Did they say that?
Yeah. And
well, I tell you what, I think I would have already had to I would have made that decision you said you were prepared to make. I think I would have had to made that right then.
Well, you know what though, Jim? It is so hard as a small business to invest the kind of money.
You're right. You need to get some return on all that.
That's right. You know, I'm going to give them a couple.
Well, in
months.
Your business too, a bid process in your business can get expensive, can it?
Absolutely expensive.
It's not like just typing out an idea and saying this is what we'll do. You actually have to create some things, don't you?
We create some things, and you know, we show them art. We show.
Yeah.
You know, we think of strategies. We give them free ideas, and we say, you know what? My strategy has been give it away because there's always more where that comes from.
Right.
So I give it away, and, you know, it just would be nice to get some
return. Let me ask you this question. In this situation, did you ever go talk to anybody who was also a vendor for this company?
No, I didn't.
That would have been a good idea, wouldn't it?
It not only would have been, but it is, and I'm going to do that because, you know, I still have to deal with them on a monthly basis.
When you're dealing with anybody, not even just a large company, Paula, wouldn't you say that would be an important piece of advice you'd give for this experience you've had?
Absolutely, I would say to do that, and I'm going to do that. And again, you know, it's just you always think, well, I'm so honest, I'm so good at what I do. You know, I know that it's going to be fine with me because they're going to see the
small business. That is the thing that small business owners tell themselves all the time. That we expect to be treated the way we treat others. And I got news for you, Toto. You're not in Kansas anymore.
I know. it is a challenge.
Yeah.
But you know, if this were easy, everybody'd be doing
it. Monkeys would be doing it, right?
Exactly.
You know, the bullying language. I had an attorney on because I got so upset over a couple of things I've seen in them recently. I actually had an attorney get to come on the show and talk to us about that. I guess it was yesterday. And he said that if you get bullying language that you don't feel like you can change in a contract, you know, where they're being too one-sided,
right.
He said you can actually sign the contract but send them a letter and say, I object to paragraph 8. It's too one-sided. And he said if you ever had to prove that in a court of law, the judge, there's a part of the law, I've forgotten what he called it, there's a part of the law that the judge would actually have grounds for throwing that out.
Oh, boy, that's wonderful information.
That's something good to know. Paula, thank you. Thank you for
being
here today.
I'm going to pull up your archive for yesterday.
It's Matthew Cartwright, by the way. Hey, Paula, thank you for being here. You're always so good for us.
Well, thank you.
Paula Lovell, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I will be too, but next time in New York City. Talk to you then. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.